Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I wanted to speak a little about the din by Tumas Oyel. It's known in the Mishnah as Seif Tuma Lotzis, when the Tuma is going to leave. And the Gemara over here in Chulin on Daf, Kuvchofeim Beis in the bottom, brings a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Olos. And the Mishnah discusses, there's a number of Mishnais that discuss the rule Seif Tuma Lotzis, but the Mishnah over here, the Gemara brings this Mishnah that says that you have, if you have a teves amigdal, a migdal is some sort of chest, a big box that you put that has compartments inside it. And one of the compartments is this teves amigdal, this box inside this large box. And the Mishnah says that if you took the migdal itself and the tuma is in the migdal, so the question that the Mishnah over there discusses is, if the tumah will leave and spread out into the rest of the house. Why on earth should the tumah spread out into the rest of the house? You have a box, the box is closed, the box is not open. If there's an opening in the box, so we know that tumah spreads whenever there's an opening. But if the tumah's mace, if there is a box is closed, and there is an opening, but that opening right now is closed, not sealed, but it's closed, so why should the tumah leave? Now this is based on a rule that the Mishnah discusses that's called Seif Tuma Lotzis. That when, even though we discussed until now that Tuma spreads, Tumas Oil spreads, that whenever it's underneath the same roof, the Tuma spreads to anywhere under the same roof. And if there's an opening between two rooms, the Tuma will spread from one room to the next room. But here we see even bigger Kiddush. We see that even when you have a room and the room is closed, and there's no opening between this room and the next, but there is a doorway that at right now is closed. We say that if the only way for the tumah to exit from this room is to go into the other room, it's an inner room in the house, and there's no exit, the only exit is through the outer room. So the halacha is that the tumah spreads to the outer room, even though right now the door is closed. That is the rule of Seif Tumah Lotzis. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, if this rule of Seif Tuma Lotzis, is it Min HaTorah or is it Min HaRabbanan? In fact, we find that there is different mashmois in the Rishonim. The Rash in Olis Paragimel says that the halach of Seif Tuma Lotzis is only DiRabbanan. Min HaTorah, if there's no opening, there's no way for the Tumah to spread from one room to the next. This that we say that the Tumah spreads, the Rash holds is only DiRabbanan. The Bar Tanura also in Olis Perek Zayim Shtegimel says it's the Rabbanan. In Rashi in Beitza on Daf Yudam and Aleph also says that Seif Tuma Lotzis is the Rabbanan. However, in Rashi there's a contradiction because Rashi in Beitza Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph says that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, which means that it's Deraisa, not the Rabbanan. And in fact, Rashi in Erev and Daf Sam Chesam and Aleph also says that it's Deraisa. So, in order to answer this, the contradiction between the two Rashis, the Achroinim have different suggestions. The Tosfos Yom Tov in Olis Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel says there's no disagreement between any of these Rishonim. That really, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which means we have a Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that this Halacha is true, that the Tumah will spread through an area where the mace is eventually expected to go. However, it's not a Pasuk anywhere. Even Rashi says that it's only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So this that we find Rishonim that say that it's not Deiraisa, they don't mean that it's a Takana D'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan made it up and only has the status of a Halacha that's mid-Rabbanan. They mean that it has the status of a Deiraisa, but what they meant was that it's not something that's an explicit Pasuk. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that there's no disagreement between the two Rashis, and there's no Stira and there's no Machlokes Rishonim B'chlal. The truth is there is a big discussion in the Rishonim about when we have something that's not explicit in the Pasuk, but has the status of a Deraisa, is its status the same as a regular Pasuk, or is its status slightly different? But in Shitas Rashi, we don't find anywhere that Rashi holds that it should have a different status just because it's the Deraisa, but it's not in the Pasuk. So it's a bit difficult to understand this Tosfos Yom Tov. There's a tshuva from the tshuva's Michtam LeDavid. In Yeridei Simen Nun Aleph, Tshuva's Michtam LeDavid was written by Reb David Pardu, who also wrote the Pirish Chasdei Davar Atei Sefta, and he wrote a Pirish on Sifri as well. In his Tshuva's Michtam LeDavid, he writes that there's no contradiction between Rashi's. That really the halacha is a Seif Tumalatzeis, is the Eraisa. Seif Tumalatzeis is not at all the Rabbonim. Why is it that some Rishonim and Rashi say that it's the Rabbonim? So he says that they're referring to a specific halacha. It's a specific halacha that's quoted in a number of places in the Gemara. That's when I have a house, and there's a dead body in the house, and there are a number of entrances and exits to this house. So we say this halacha deraisa of soif tumalotzis, that when the tumah, wherever the tumah is going to leave, if it's going to leave through a specific room, that room is considered tumah already, even though the tumah is not there yet. But what happens when there is more than one exit? When there's more than one exit, so which exit gets this rule of soif tumalotzis? I don't know which exit, which room I'm going to bring the tumah through on its way out. So, in such a situation, the Mishnah says that, in Perek Zayin, in Olis, the Mishnah says that if there's no specific exit, the person has no intention of bringing the mace out through a specific exit, then all the exits are tummy. We say soif tumalazis on all the different ways for the tumma to leave. So, Michtam LeDavid says, this halacha that we extend the din of soif tumalazis, even when I don't know for sure which exit we're going to use, that halacha is only a derabonim. That's what Rashi is referring to when Rashi says it's derabonim. But the main halacha, the fundamental rule of soif tumalotzeis, remains min ha-Torah. Now there's a fundamental question. You can clarify hakira. We have a fundamental question about how soif tumalotzeis works. We know that we mentioned before the halacha is that when I have a tumah, a mace, under one roof, in one room, and this room is open into another room that also has a roof. So the halach is that the tumah spreads if the opening is big enough, has to be a tevach, or in some circumstances has to be a four tevach wide. But the halach is that the tumah spreads from one room to the next. So the question is, when we say soif tumalotzeis, even when that opening is closed, we say that if the tumah is eventually going to come through, so it's as if it's open and then the tumah spreads. So how do we exactly understand? How do we understand this tumah? One way to look at it is, even though the door is closed, we consider it as if the door is open. So the same way tumah could spread when the door is open, we say when it's a situation of soif tumalotzeis, the tumah spreads even when the door is closed. Another way of looking at it is, avado, the halacha is when the door is closed, the tumah can't go through. The halacha of soif tumalotzeis is a different halacha. Soif tumalotzeis means that since eventually I'm going to pick up the mace, or the part of the mace, and bring it into this room on my way out, so it's as if the mace is already sitting in this room. It's not the pshat that the tumah spreads, and just like we find other circumstances, when the door is open, the tumah spreads. Really, there's no such thing that the tumah could spread if the door is closed. But it's as if the mace is physically sitting in this room, and it's as if it's sitting in this room, so everything underneath this roof will become tumah. What's the difference? What's the practical ramification between these two understandings? So, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Shinayin Beis Sivdalad, which is the simen that discusses the halacha that a kohen is not allowed to make himself tameh to a dead body. A kohen, if it's not one of his relatives, he's not allowed to become tameh. So, all these halachas of Saif Tumalotzis apply according to most, the opinion, the consensus of most Paiskim, it's the way it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, the halach of soif tumalotzeis applies to a kehanim, and kehanim are not allowed to put themselves in a situation where they're in an area where the tumah is soif lotzeis because the tumah spreads into that area. However, what happens if I have a city, and the city has a wall? There's only one entrance and one exit in and out of the city. So the Ramah says, if there's a dead body in the city, The Ramah says there are those who are machmir and say that a kohen is not allowed to stand by the entranceway to the city. Because since there's a dead body right now in the city, and eventually the dead body is going to have to leave the city, they're not going to bury the mace inside the city, they're going to take him outside the walls and bury him outside the walls. So this is a haksad, this is a situation of soif tumulatzes. Since it's soif tumulatzes, therefore the kohen is not allowed to stand there. So he brings the are those who are machmir, the yesh matirin, there are those who are mekel, the mekel lehipsid b'makom shleinogu lahachmir. What exactly is this understanding? Now, when you think about it, if you're talking about the entranceway to the city, so even though it might be true that the entranceway to the city might have a wall and there might be some type of roof on top of the entranceway to the city, but the entire city is not covered with a roof. Between the house that the mace is in and the entrance to the city, there are streets, and those streets do not have any roof on top of them. So there's no roof on top of those streets. So if we understand that the way Soif Tumulatzes is, that the Tumah spreads from one room to the next, even though the door is closed, then the Tumah can only spread if there is a roof on top the entire way between the Tumah and where the person is standing. But the Tumah can't go through an open street which has no roof on top of it. So how could the Ramah say, there's those who are machmer and say that the Kohen can't stand underneath the roof of the entranceway to the city because the mace is going to pass by? What do you mean? The true, the mace is going to pass by, but there's no halacha soif tumulatzes if there's no roof. However, if I learn like the second way we wanted to explain, that soif tumulatzes is that it's as if the mace is already here. It's as if you brought the mace out here, even though the mace is not here yet. So if that's the case, the halacha is, so it's as if the mace is standing here. If the mace is sitting right here, and you're underneath the same roof as the place where the mace is going to pass by, it's as if the mace is already here, and therefore it's also. So this, it would seem that these two opinions, whether the kohen is allowed to stand underneath the entrance to the city, would depend upon these two understandings of how we understand the halacha of soif tumulatzes. Another nafkimino, another difference between the two ways we understand soif tumulatzes is the following case. We discussed the halacha that there's something, when you have a oila mace, when there's a roof on top of a mace, on top of a dead body, and you have a tefach space in between the mace and the roof, the halacha is the tumah spreads underneath the entire roof. If you do not have a tefach space in between the mace and the roof, that's called tumah ratzutza. That's called a tumah in a case where there is no oil. Whenever there is no oil, the halacha is the tumah just shoots straight up to the sky and it shoots straight down and at the home until the center of the earth. That is the halacha of tumah ratzutza, which is tumah which is not underneath a roof. So what's the halacha when I have a tumah of a mace inside a house, and there's a situation where the mace is, there's, you don't have, the mace is underneath a roof or a box, and I don't have a tefach of space in between the top of the mace and the roof. There's no, you don't have a tefach of space. If I don't have a tefach of space, the halacha is, it's not oil. It's tumah ratzutza. So I have tumah ratzutza inside a house. Now this tumah is not going to stay inside the house. This soif tumulatzes. The tumah is eventually going to leave, and it's going to go into an outer room, or it's going to go into a different part of the house. Do I say the halacha of, does the halacha of soif tumulatzes apply to tumah ratzutza or not? And it would seem it would depend upon this shiloh. If I understand that the way tumah ratzutza works is the tumah spreads, so just like the tumah spreads out underneath this entire oil, in underneath this roof, so it could spread through a closed doorway into the next room, so then that halacha is only true if there's an oil, if there's tumah's oil over here. But in this case, we're talking about a tumah ratzutza. The tumah does not spread. Tumah ratzutza can't spread. There's no halacha that it spreads. So then we cannot say that there's a halacha of soif tumulatzes by tumah ratzutza. And in fact, that's what the Chazanish says. The Chazanish writes in all his Simi Gimels of Katan Dalet that there is no concept of soif tumulatzes by tumah ratzutza. However, If you understand soif tumulatzes differently, we understand soif tumulatzes is that as if you already moved the tumah out into the other room. So then it's true that in this room, in the inner room, it's in a situation where you don't have an oil, and therefore it's tumah ratzutza. But after I remove it into this room, it's very possible that it's very likely that in this room I will have a tefach of space, and in this room it will be underneath the oil, and it will have a tumas oil. So it's as if I already moved it into this room. So then the halacha will be that I will say soif tumulatzes either by tumah ratzutza. In fact, there's a sefer on tumas oil called Pesach Oil in Klal Aleph 7 Aleph says that this shiloh, whether tumah ratzutza is mispashit, should be dependent upon these two tzadim. It should depend upon whether we say the halacha of Saif Tumalotzis, is that because the tumah spreads, or is it the way I look at it that you actually move the tumah? I'll just mention that the Pesach oil over there in that simin brings our Mishnah, the Mishnah that the Gemara over here that Kuf Chafei Mibes brings, and he wants to bring a raya from the way that the Maram Rutenberg understands this Mishnah to one of these two tzadim, to the halacha of Saif Tumalotzis. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have a migdol. You have this chest that is, in the case of the Mishnah over here, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, that the Tevis HaMigdol is Hamidah BePesach. There's a mace inside the house, and you put this box, this big set of drawers, this chest, at the entrance to the house. It's Hamidah BePesach. And the chest opens, it has a door that opens, but it's situated in a way, it's placed in a way where it opens towards the outside of the house. It does not open towards the inside of the house. So in this case, the Mishnah says that Tumah B'Soicha, if the Tumah is inside the Migdol, Habayis Tahar, then the house is tar. We don't say a halacha of Saif Tumalotzis from the Migdol, from the chest into the house, because that's the wrong way. You want to bring the Tumah out, you want to go bury the mace, so you're going to bring it outside, you're not going to bring it inside. So that's the halacha that we say Saif Tumalotzis, that we don't say Derech Tumali Yikonis. Tumah doesn't go in, Tumah only goes out. What about the other way? What if the Tumah is Babayis? So our Girsa in the Gemara, the way the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, is Tumah Babayis Masha B'Soicha Tohar. That if the Tumah is in the house, then we say any object that's inside the Migdol is Tohar. Because the Migdol is closed, the doors are closed, there's no opening between the Migdol, between the chest and the house. So we can't say that the Tumah spreads directly into the Migdol. The only thing we could say is possibly Soif Tumah Lotzis. So if we say Soif Tumalotzis, the Tumah is going to have to go out. It's going to have to go out, and somehow it's going to have to get through the Migdol. Therefore, it's as if the Tumah is going to go through the Migdol, and as if it will be in the Migdol, and therefore it will make everything inside the Migdol Tameh. That's if I say Soif Tumalotzis. Our gears in the Mishnah is Masha B'Soicha Tar. But if you look in the Mishnais, the gears that Mishnais have is Tumah Babayis Masha B'Soicha Tameh. And in fact, the Rash says that the correct girsa is that it's tar, that the bayis is tar, that the migdol is tar. Because even if you're gonna bring out the tumah, you're not gonna bring out the tumah through the migdol. You're gonna bring out the tumah on top of the migdol, underneath the migdol, on the side of the migdol, in the cases where the migdol doesn't take up the entire doorway. And even if it does take up the entire doorway, you're probably gonna move the migdol out of the way and take the tumah out through the entranceway, through the opening. You're not gonna drill a hole in the migdol and take the tumah through the migdol. So therefore, says the Rash, there's no Soif Tumalotzis over here. Since there's no Soif Tumalotzis, so whatever is in the Migdol remains Tahar. However, there's a Pirish on the Mishnayis in Tyrus from the Maharam Mirutenberg, one of the Rishonim, the Rebbe of the Rosh. And the Maharam Mirutenberg says that you could explain, it's possible to explain the Mishnah, that the Girsa is that everything inside the Migdol is Tamei. What's the case? So the Maharam Rutenberg explains that the case is that there is, the Migdol is somehow, there's a space in between the bottom of the Migdol and the floor. It's floating in midair or it's being held up by something. And there is a tefach space underneath the Migdol, between the Migdol and the floor. So when you're going to remove the Tumah, you're going to bring the Tumah through that space that's up in between the Migdol and the floor. At that point in time, when you bring the Tumah out between the Migdol and the floor, when you have a Pesach tefach, so then, it's Saif Tumalotzis. If it's Saif Tumalotzis, so therefore, the halacha will be that when it's as if the Tumah is underneath the Migdol itself is not a Dabar HaChaitzitz. It's maybe it's a Tumah, but it's not Chaitzitz Bifnei HaTumah. It won't stop the Tumah, and the Tumah will be able to go through, and it will be Metame, anything that's inside the Migdol. So the Pesach HaOil says that if it were true, that the Maharam Mirutenberg held, that even if it would be Tumah Ratzutza, you would say Saif Tumalotzis. And he held that the lumdus of Saif Tumalotzis is, it's as if the Tumah is already there. What difference does it make if underneath the Migdal I have a tefach, or underneath the Migdal I have less than a tefach. Either way, the tum is going to have to go through. It's going to go, you're going to roll it underneath the Migdal, and you roll the tum underneath the Migdal, so then it's as if the tum is there, and it needs him to retut, so it'll go up into the Migdal. Why did the Maram say it has to be that there's a tefach? The answer is that the Maram held that the lomdus of soif tum lotus is that the tum spreads out of it. It's not as if we look at the tum as if it's over there. It's like the first time, the first way we explain. And therefore, says the Maram Rundberg, you need to say that there is, the case of the Mishnah is where there is a tefach. Because if you don't have a tefach, then I will not be able to say soif tum lotus.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.